Now, a story from the Chronicle, from Warwick, actually. A 40-year-old resident up there attempted to drive with a blood alcohol 7 times over the legal limit, but was stopped by a passerby. The man will appear in the Warwick Magistrates Court later this month, alleged to have tried to leave a drinking spot at 1:30 p.m. yesterday. But a concerned bystander who recognised the man's state ran over to the vehicle and wrestled the keys from him. There was a minor scuffle. Police were called. Police conducted a breath test at the scene. He returned a blood alcohol reading of 0.376, charged with high-range drink driving, public nuisance and obstructing police. Well done to the bystander. Now, one of my listeners, Graham, says, just taking smoke, I took this photo for you. This is the vehicle belonging to the genius who went DUI twice in the same spot at Winmalee in the Blue Mountains. He's still taking up 3 spots. Well, yeah, there's the red ute. And taking up 3 spots, I suspect, because he can't drive it and no one else related to him wants to move it either. In the meantime, I've got details on this pelican. I told you about it yesterday and I promised I'd follow it up today. A man charged with high-range drink driving twice in 2 days at the same location at Winmalee has appeared in court and the car is still parked there. It's still parked, taking up 3 spaces. I can identify the bloke as 48-year-old Tony Jason Pipe, who resides in Winmalee. At 10 to 3 Tuesday afternoon, police were called to the car park of Winmalee Shopping Centre on Whitecross Road at Winmalee. Witnesses told police a red ute crashed into 2 cars and then a timber post while attempting to park. The driver was breath tested and returned a positive result. He was actually in an active school zone at the time of this incident. He was arrested and taken to Springwood Police Station where he returned a reading of 0.361, more than 6 times the legal limit. Checks of the man's details revealed his driver's licence had been suspended the previous day, on Monday, when he'd been charged with high-range drink driving. On that occasion, police arrested him on the same road, Whitecross Road at Winmalee, at 5:15 p.m. He blew 0.387. So in the space of about 22 hours, he's gone 0.387 and 0.361. After the first incident, he was given conditional bail, so the police let him go. He was rearrested on Tuesday and charged again with high-range drink driving and then, of course, breach of bail and driving while suspended. The police said no bail. He went to Penrith local court yesterday and inexplicably was granted bail again. He'll reappear on March 30. He'll be back in court on March 30. Incredible.